This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. It's about time for farmers to start making plans to top dress their wheat fields. Some farmers likely already did before the last snow. The key factors in considering top dressing including timing, nitrogen rate, nitrogen source, and application method. Adequate nitrogen is an important part of the potential number of meshes per head, which is decided after the spring greenup, but prior to jointing. Both the number of tillers and the number of meshes are directly related to yields at harvest. The timing of application is most important factor, and it is critical that the wheat has nitrogen early enough to do it any good. The timing is dependent on the wheat and the weather rather than the specific calendar dates. In heavy clay soils of the area, nitrogen application too early increases the risk of denitrification, but there are ways to mitigate this risk. Denitrification also depends on the weather and soil temperature. Ideally, we need to wait right before the spring greenup to minimize losses and maximize wheat usage. However, this year denitrification losses are currently on the lower end, as it happens more in wet years with waterlogged soil. Nitrogen fertilization at the latest needs to be done before jointing. Though if fertilization is held off until jointing, there's likely some yield loss already. Application rate is ideally based upon soil profile and test. Generally though, it can be considered that not much nitrogen is left from a light pre-plant application. In total, the K-State recommendation of amount of nitrogen needed per bushel of wheat is 2.4 pounds, but this includes pre-plant, top dress, residual N, and nitrogen mineralized from organic matter. On average in this area, it comes to about 30 pounds pre-plant and about 60 pounds top dress. But this change is based upon organic matter, previous crop, yield expectations, and if it is hard wheat or soft wheat. Nitrogen rates need to be increased by 30 pounds if being grazed by cattle and is also expected for a grain crop. We have two different main fertilizer types for top dress, liquid UAN and urea, and there are advantages and disadvantages to each. Liquid UAN is used when tank mixing with herbicides to reduce application passes. However, in heavy residue and no-till situations, some broadcasted UAN is tied up on surface residues. This can be used as an advantage to help break down residues a little before planting through. There can be some leaf burn and some timing issues when mixing herbicides with nitrogen. Urea is less tied up in heavy surface residue, as it works its way down onto the soil surface. Controlled release urea mixed with standard urea can be considered on our waterlogged heavy clay soils to reduce denitrification and hold some nitrogen back until later stages of development. This is especially a good idea for earlier than normal applications. However, the wheat is top dressed, will likely need some sulfur and chloride too, if not applied last fall. If you have any questions about soil fertility, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.